Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Amid much grousing from far-right conservatives, the House has overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan budget deal that sets government spending levels for this year and next. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the work is not done.
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2013 has been hailed as the deal that will end the congressional budget wars. But first, it has to pass the Senate, which isn't guaranteed. It will be up to the House and Senate Appropriations Committees to fill in the details. The current spending authority runs out in the middle of next month. Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers is chairman of the House Appropriations Committee.
We've got the entire government to appropriate for now between now and January 15th. There will not be a shutdown.
Rogers recently joked he might need some elves to help get it done in time. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
A major report on CIA detention practices remains classified a full year after it was approved by the Senate Intelligence Committee. As NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, advocacy groups want findings on abusive interrogations to be made public.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat who leads the intelligence panel, says the CIA and White House have finally agreed that some part of her 6,000-page report should be released. The report, which has been contested by Republicans, concludes that harsh interrogation practices were terrible mistakes that did not generate actionable intelligence. Feinstein says the committee will vote soon to release the final draft. A spokesman for the CIA says they no longer use those interrogation tactics and that the agency will work with lawmakers on releasing some findings. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The third and final day of mourning for Nelson Mandela has ended in Pretoria, where the late leader has been lying in state. Now NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Kounou, South Africa, that the final stages of preparations are underway for Mandela's burial in his hometown on Sunday.
Well, as you can hear, helicopters, military helicopters are flying overhead and bulldozers are furiously flattening the ground in the normally otherwise quiet and peaceful village of Kounou to prepare for the huge ceremony planned on Sunday, the burial of Nelson Mandela. A giant 4,000-seat pavilion has been constructed. Guests include the vice president of Iran and other dignitaries. Fortunately, the rain has cleared, which is a great relief to many of the people here because there are not many paved roads in Kounou, and the mud was posing a huge logistical problem. But right now, things are drying up.
NPR's Gregory Warner reporting from Kounou, South Africa. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 28, the NASDAQ up 7. This is NPR. A lawyer representing a woman accusing a Florida State football star of rape is asking for an investigation into the Tallahassee Police Department's handling of the case. Attorney Patricia Carroll is charging that quarterback Jameis Winston was not investigated properly, among other flaws in the case.
I would characterize the investigation overall as an investigation into a rape victim as opposed to a rape suspect.
She's taking this to the Florida Attorney General. Last week, the Leon County State's attorney said there was not enough evidence to convict Winston, a Heisman Trophy candidate. American billionaire Sheldon Adelson has scrapped plans to build a $30 billion gambling megacity in Europe. Lauren Freyer reports the project was due to break ground south of Spain's capital.
The project was called Euro Vegas. 36,000 hotel rooms, 6 casinos, golf courses, shopping malls, a convention center. Spain lobbied hard to attract Sheldon Adelson's $30 billion investment for the 250,000 jobs it promised to bring. Spanish unemployment is at 26%. Las Vegas Sands says it's decided to focus on Asia instead. But the Spanish government says it refused Adelson's demands for tax breaks and to lift a nationwide smoking ban inside the casinos. The project was controversial from the start. Here, many Spaniards opposed tax breaks for a billionaire and worried about drugs and prostitution. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
In Jerusalem, a heavy winter storm has left a blanket of snow, leading police to block access in and out of the city. Snow also fell in Cairo and Alexandria, Egypt. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Wix.com, enabling over 30 million local businesses to create customized websites with the Wix website builder at Wix.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we'll be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. At 3 o'clock, we have Roger Cash in with Freetown Radio. Then at 7 p.m. tonight, music continues with Lee Kleinpeter and the program Big Band Swings and Other Things, followed at 9 p.m. by Joanna Devine with the Avalon Variety Hour. And at 10 p.m., James Van Way with Out on the Fringe. Back now to 2002, music from Shamika Copeland's disc Talking to Strangers.
Miracle worker.
From 1965, that was Coco Taylor for many, many years, the queen of Chicago blues, Coco Taylor, in a session produced by Willie Dixon. Dixon on bass on that track, Matt Guitar Murphy and Buddy Guy on guitars on that number. I'm a little mixed up. And before we heard Coco, we heard Shamika Copeland from her disc Talking to Strangers, and that one came out in 2002. Shamika did a tune entitled Sholandas. And we turn now to a recent recording artist, Cena Earhart. She's had a couple of discs out. This next one came out in 2011, and the disc is called Leave the Light On. Here's Cena Earhart with Same Team.
Thank you. and that's a fact.
She's strong enough to hold me and strong enough to turn me loose, to let me sing my song and do the best that I can do. I wanna shout about it, she's so good for me. Now when I'm miles from home and it's weeks till we kiss again, one thought of her and I burst out in a grin. I wanna shout about it, she's so good for me. Now when I come up short, she slipped me a chin. When I need good loving, I just say when. And she takes me for what I am, and I know I'm a lucky man. Yeah, I'm a lucky man. I'm talking about a lucky man, baby. You know that I'm a lucky man.
Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, back in the days when Darryl Newlish was a vocalist for the group. This from the disc Peace of Mind. I want to shout about it, one of Ronnie's compositions. Before hearing Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, we heard Cena Earhart and her band from the disc Leave the Light On. Cena did a number entitled Same Team. And we have some new blues here on KRVS from Chicago blues recording artist Taranzo Cannon. This is at least his second disc out on Delmark Records. Here he is. The disc is called John the Conqueror Root. Here is Taranzo Cannon with I've Been Doing Fine.
Reconsider, baby. Please change your mind. Reconsider, baby. Please change your mind. Since you've been gone, woman, I've been doing fine. And since you've been gone, I can do what I want. I don't have to hear your do's and don'ts.
go where I please and come home late. Ha, I can do them little things you say you hate. Reconsider, babe. Please change your mind. Since you've been gone, woman, I've been doing fine. I went to the bank, the account was fat. When we was together, it was nothing like that. No more penny hole hanging in my shower. Smell like a real house and not potpourri flowers. Reconsider, babe. Please change your mind. Since you've been gone, woman, I've been doing fine.
so gone. I've been looking high and low. All I see is hard times ahead. Done forgot about the life I had. If I had to do it again, I'd keep an eye on where my soul been. I feel so empty. Where did my soul go? I've been looking high and low. Somewhere down the line, I must have took the wrong road. I try to find my way back. Ain't no telling where the road ends up. My soul, who's gonna show me the road? Where did my soul go? I feel so empty. Where did my soul go? All the things I used to love don't mean that much no more. When your love is sad, take a step back and where did you go wrong? I've been looking high and low. Where did my soul go? I've been looking high and low. Brother, have you seen your soul? Sister, have you seen my soul? I'm looking high and low. Where did my soul go? I'm looking high and low.
Baxter and Jake Sampson from a relatively new release. It came out last year. It's called Haunted. And, of course, a number called Soul. I hope they put out another disc like this before too long. And we heard Taranzo Cannon prior to hearing Matt Baxter and Jake Sampson. He has a brand new disc out from which we heard a track. The track was I've Been Doing Fine, and the name of the disc is John the Conqueror Root. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Brandon Lede and Creole Touch, and Ryan Seymour and the Acadiana Band. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From 1999, at the age of 84 years old, here's Robert Jr. Lockwood.
When I was a downtrodden, didn't want to take no one's advice. When I was a down child, didn't want to take no one's advice. But I never let no one woman, man, mistreat me twice. Whenever she smiled, said she don't love no one but you. Whenever she smiles, said she don't love no one but you. You better watch out, buddy boy, little girl's gonna drop a shuck on you. Mr. Downside didn't wanna take no one's advice. Didn't want to take no one's advice. You know, but she never lets no one woman, man, mistreat him twice. Someone's advice. Mr. Downside, find a man to take someone's advice. But he still never left no one woman, man, mistreat him twice.
God knows the black cat had crossed my trail. I had a dream last night. God knows the black cat had crossed my trail. You know I don't want you to sweep me with no broom, 'cause I'm afraid I might go to jail. When my right hand itch, People, you know, are getting money for sure. You know when my right hand itch. People are getting money for sure. You know when my left eye get to jumping. Somebody's just got to go. Look here. I went home last night. I laid down across my bed. I woke up this morning, God knows, broken, hungry too. And I say, whoa, Lord, this black cat I've crossed my dream. You know sometimes I wanna be G. What in the world is gonna happen to me? Well, I went down to the cemetery, got down on my bending knees. I asked the good Lord above to take this spell off of me. And I said, whoa, you know a black cat I've crossed my dream. I begin to wonder, BG, what in the world is gonna happen to me?
Black Cat Blues, Buddy Guy from the 2003 release. The disc is Blues Singer. Before we heard Buddy Guy, we heard Robert Jr. Lockwood from a disc called Delta Crossroads. Lockwood playing a big 12-string guitar, doing a number called Mr. Downchild.